fine report. News and analysis. Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Good morning. The good news about the President and Congress after this.
Nothing can crack the turtle's back. Hey, nothing can crack the turtle's back.
Rain, sleet, salt, detergents, grease. Everything bounces off the hard shell finish of turtle wax, especially sunlight. Put on a shine in 25 minutes. Put off another one for 25 weeks.
Turtle wax gives a hard shell finish. Hey, turtle wax cracks the turtle's back.
Liquid or paste. Choose turtle wax for your car. Anything else is mock turtle.
Would you believe it? I'm 2 years old. You see, I'm a black vinyl car top, and already I'm dry and brittle and prematurely gray. But my owner has just started caressing me with turtle wax black top wax. Ooh, I can feel myself getting soft and supple, and my lustrous jet black color's coming back. Ooh, don't stop. Ooh.
Black top, white top, no matter what color vinyl top you have, there's a turtle wax vinyl top product just right for you.
The good General Haig was talking. We think we've changed the style of a White House staff operation, he said, especially in regard to White House staff attitudes toward the Congress. He went on to add that bringing former Congressman Melvin Laird and longtime congressional contact man for presidents and for soap companies, Bryce Harlow, into the White House should help. Haig, of course, is Army General soon-to-be civilian Haig, who has replaced Bob Haldeman as the president's chief of White House staff. Last evening, just before President Nixon took Soviet Communist Party leader Brezhnev off on a Potomac River cruise, the White House quietly issued evidence that General Haig knew whereof he spoke. The president, it was announced, had signed into law four controversial bills passed by Congress. Controversial mostly because, before the Watergate scandals broke full, Mr. Nixon had made them so. These bills are the Economic Development Act, including employment help for depressed areas, a one-year extension of health programs, including federal subsidies for hospital construction, airport construction and improvement, and help for veterans' cemeteries. About $1 billion, that's with a B, about $1.7 billion is involved. The White House is working hard to have this portrayed as the president offering an olive branch to Congress, proof that Mr. Nixon is willing to work for compromise that does not compromise principle. And aides go on to explain, in these cases, Congress, after all, after considerable presidential pressure, did agree to roll back requests. Members of Congress, especially Democrats, tend to believe that calling it an olive branch is a bit much. More of a twig, they are inclined to believe. And they want to see more evidence of White House willingness to listen to others, cooperation, and willingness for meaningful compromise before drawing any firm conclusions. For one thing, congressmen, like everybody else, know that the heat is on the president now. Mr. Nixon is trying to save himself from the devastating effects of Watergate scandal revelations. While the feeling is by no means unanimous among congressmen, it unquestionably runs high that many members of Congress in both parties wonder if the president would have been willing to compromise at all if it hadn't been for Watergate. It hasn't been that long ago, early this year, in fact, when White House aide John Ehrlichman, before he became inoperative, spoke for the president and said about some of the same bills Mr. Nixon now has signed into law, quote, a $9 billion herd of Trojan horses is thundering down upon us from Congress, unquote. While his prose was blander, not so purple, the president himself was giving Congress both barrels for wanting more money for such items as help for the handicapped and mentally retarded, hospitals, aid to the unemployed, and even cemeteries for veterans. The hard line was so hard that really big spenders, those in Congress who might legitimately be called budget busters, had field days. Plainly put, it was difficult to defend presidential policy that appeared to be, whatever its real merits, cold-hearted and hard-line on help for the handicapped, mentally retarded, unemployed, and cemeteries for veterans. Whether it is because of Watergate or not, fact is the president now has backed away, some, from that. He has adopted a new line that seems certain to strike most congressmen on both sides of the aisle as more reasonable. And this may make it tougher for heavy spending ideas on bills not involving basic human needs and compassion to get through. What the president has done this week certainly should ease some of the acrimony and tension between White House and Congress that Nixon aides were going out of their way to create not so long ago. And any easing of acrimony and tension in this town may strike most who are here as especially welcome just now. Now, please, this message.
I'm here with fastest typist in the world, Estelle Fingerman, who's attempting to break her own record of 215 words a minute. Think you can do it, Estelle?
Of course. It's working.
You mean your nimble fingers?
No, my body oil. It's working.
Body oil underarm deodorant is a different kind of powdery spray. It doesn't just work once and then quit. Every time you begin to perspire, body oil works again and again. So the more you need it, the more it works.
And she's typing words faster than she can say them.
I-T-F-O-S-T-F-W-O-R-K-I-N-G. It's working. I-T-F-O-S-T-F-W-O-R-K-I-N-G.
Body oil. The more you need it, the more it works.
When hemorrhoidal tissues become infected and inflamed, it can be very painful. But several leading doctors found in many cases, Preparation H gives prompt, temporary relief from pain in hemorrhoidal tissues. At the same time, Preparation H actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by infection. And Preparation H acts so gently. It's so soothing. Doctor tested Preparation H. There's no other formula like it. Ointment or suppositories. Preparation H.
Dan Rather on First Line Report from CBS News.